Alright.
Go ahead.
My name is Amir Hossein Kiani. I am 30 years old. Today is Friday, July 6th, and I'm speaking with Ehsan Ebrahimzadeh, who is my friend from high school. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
So, I'll ask first, because you wanted to ask first. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, where to start from?
Be close to the microphone.
Okay. So, I guess, the qualities that I appreciate myself to have, or you know, for others to have, and you know, I guess I have to pick one of those, and you know, I mean, I don't have any creative way of thinking about this question. I guess I would like to be remembered as someone who lives the moment. Well, from what we have been through in the past 2 weeks, maybe that wouldn't be it for you. But this is for sure part of it. And I guess also someone who has empathy, because empathy is what we need in this world, and is really missing. I guess this is it. Like, you know, I want a moral system. I want to see people converging to this moral system, that they care about each other more, and then they want to be one of those people. I think this is.
So you want to be one of the people in a moral system?
No, one of the people who holds this belief that, like, you know...
What is that moral system?
A moral system that sees other entities as valuable to be part of your optimization, whatever your objective optimization objective is for your morality.
Clearly, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is it. Like,
what is the optimization function? What are we optimizing?
Actual
value.
Well, like, you know, for many of us, it's like the direct utility that we get out of an action. Like, you know, I am a consequentialist. Like, I do something based on the consequences that it yields to. So I guess if I just optimize for the direct consequences of my own actions, or like a bounded effect circle for my moral actions, I will be just a locally moral person, but in a global
sense... Can you describe this in a non-optimization
way? I mean,
so you wanna optimize your life in a way that it the function
is... I'm just saying, like, morality and like any system of morality is an optimization strategy for life. So basically, I want to have an optimization system that takes into account like some indirect consequences of the actions within it.
What does that mean for you as a person? Like,
okay.
How
so
does that reflect
for sure,
in your
this
life?
This is a good question. I mean, I live in the States. I will be someone who most probably will have a prosperous life in terms of like financially and in many senses. And they want to see where these are really coming from and like, why am I in this position? And like, why other people are not? And how can I contribute to making a more equal or equal world for other human beings? Like, you know, I want to understand my privileges and I want to contribute to a world that, you know, provides such opportunities that I had for others as well, I guess. I know. Actually, we are running short in time. Let's move on to you and ask the same question. How would you like to be remembered?
Sure. I guess it's something that I'm actually thinking a lot about. I've been traveling for the past month, and I'll be traveling a lot more for the next 2 months. I used to think that I want to be remembered for kind of doing something really grand in terms of technology and like how people live. And kind of getting to know a lot of those people and seeing their kind of life behind the curtains, I actually have a much more, perhaps more modest and humble sense for what I want to do. And I think what I would love to be remembered for is someone who has been a source of inspiration for sort of a creative living and perhaps a very, very, a person that's like super close to people around them, feels like everybody kind of feels like it made life a little bit more tolerable for them.
But just people around you, like, you know, this is kind of in contrast with what I was talking about. Like, you know,
you have a much more generalized and perhaps like societal goal.
No, like not, it's not necessarily societal, but I want like not to be only a good or memorable person in a close circle of my like dear ones or friends or like who I'm
interacting with. I don't necessarily think of this circle spanning just the privileged people around me. I think of it as a kind of a seed that I can, you know, plant in the world through living some values and some things that I think are things that everybody should potentially do in order to really appreciate life. Mm-hmm. And by doing that through a group of people that I would love to be as diverse as possible and different countries, different nationalities, different, you know, beliefs and
social
and kind of like creating that kind of initial, you know, point of growth and genesis. I think I really started believing in the fact that things start from kind of bottom to the top rather than top to bottom. And I think as I grow more in life and kind of see the world, I feel like a lot of people who actually did something really big, they actually started at their own level and very, very bottom level. They've worked really hard for many, many years, and sometimes it automatically turns into something much higher level than themselves. So I think like my goal now is to just, I don't know, to just understand that I'm a very, very small part of a much bigger universe, and I'm very connected to it.
Divine plan.
And and I want to be harmonious with the whole thing, rather than just defining its trajectory. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I deserve or am smart enough to do that.
Interesting.
It's a very
This is nice. I mean, I connect to it, so I don't really question you more on that. And I guess
you're out of time, huh?
Well, not really. I mean, we may
close at 5:30. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. it was a pleasure to talk to you in this setting.
Yeah. Such a weird setting.
Okay. So you can find us on social media.
Yeah.
I am on Instagram on the Insta Ehsan, which is Insta EHSAN.
And I am recently been on Instagram under, what was it? Pistachios and Travel. So it's all one word, and is written as the word and, so A-N-D. So Pistachios and Travel.
Perfect. Bye.